Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Band network in the world.
Everyone that has stood up to the globalist deep state is being indicted. They're being SWAT teamed. They're being denied trial by juries. They're being imprisoned. This is the weaponization of the judiciary in this country. There are still pools of honorable people in the judiciary, like you're seeing in the Kenosha case with the judge there who's actually doing a fair trial. But in all the Soros-controlled zones like Austin, Texas, and New Haven, Connecticut, you see naked corruption, mafia-level organized crime, in my view, from the judiciary. Just complete lawlessness. And here's a great example of that. Overhead shot, please, here on this November 15th Monday transmission. Look at this headline out of the Associated Press. Alex Jones loses lawsuit over Sandy Hook hoax conspiracy. Now, what really happened? This came out again back in October, the last default in Austin. Now it's November, default there. But before I show you this, what's happening in Connecticut, father of Sandy Hook victim wins defamation lawsuit against Alex Jones. That's from 2019. Now, did I lose the suit? It says, a father, a victim of the Sandy Hook Elementary massacre, has won a defamation lawsuit against the authors of a book that claim the shooting never happened. And it goes on to say, I've lost the suit. I'm not in the book. I didn't lose that suit. Didn't happen. We contacted AP. They said, sue us. We're not changing it. That's the level here, if anyone wants to understand what's going on against InfoWars that we deal with. Now, this didn't happen 2.5 years ago. The thing in Texas and the thing in Connecticut today did happen. Here's the report out of Texas a month ago in Austin. And then here's the new breaking news that just broke today, November 15th, against InfoWars. Alex Jones guilty by default in all Sandy Hook defamation suits. Wow, by default, that's a new thing, huh? That's only if somebody doesn't show up to the court or depositions or any of it that you have those. They're very rare, but they're not rare now. I was reading the news just last few months, especially in California, Democrats more and more just do that. The judges just do that. If they want to get you politically, they don't care what you do. They just say you haven't given them everything. They ask for things that don't exist, like give us the Sandy Hook marketing. We don't have that. Yeah, we know you do. Well, why? Well, because, you know, all the PIs and New York Times people and everything else, we know your whole empire is built on this. Empire. And it's all a fraud, ladies and gentlemen. We hardly ever even talked about Sandy Hook. But you know what? I'm going to be talking about it now because it's dealing with a system trying to kill the First Amendment. You know, they tried to use Sandy Hook to get the Second Amendment, and now they're trying to use it to get the First Amendment. And I don't really know what happened there. There were a lot of anomalies, a lot of issues, but I do know that school shootings do actually happen. I just know they're not my fault. And I know I didn't kill those children at Sandy Hook. But when you think about Sandy Hook, you think about the name Alex Jones, ladies and gentlemen. And that's just branding and brainwashing and propaganda. And they just say, I'm guilty, 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 guilty for 4 years. Since they filed these ridiculous lawsuits and they write articles saying I'm guilty, and then the judges just go ahead and say, you're not going to get a jury trial. You're defaulted. Now a jury will decide how guilty you are, and folks, they're going to double default. You understand that? They're going to double default. I told the lawyers this years ago. They're going to double default and not even let me be at the trial to decide how guilty I am. This is a joke. It's beyond a kangaroo trial. It's beyond a show trial. It's all a ridiculous fraud. And Boy, are they going to be freaked out to learn I've spent more money fighting this than I'll probably ever make after this. I don't even care about the money, so they can't get blood out of a stone, and they're not going to shut my show down. So, good luck.
The CEO of Pfizer just came out and said that people talking bad about the vaccines are working for, quote, dark forces, that the FBI and CIA have been advising him on who these evil groups are. They know that all over the world, their poison shot is being banned by major governments. And Moderna's in trouble as well. They know that the people are starting to get wise to this depopulation agenda. In fact, evidence is starting to mount that the shots were supposed to be soft kill weapons, but they're so deadly, they're killing a higher percentage up front. And so people are waking up. The weapons work a little too good. They're supposed to be silent weapons for quiet wars, but instead, they're making too big of a noise. But it's too late for them to turn back now. They're coming after our children. So it's up to us to protect our little children, or God will not look favorably on us. Remember, God is watching.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are back broadcasting worldwide. The embattled and war-hardened broadcast continues in to the fray. Cry havoc and let loose the dogs of war. Well, never before has the corruption and the evil of the globalist been on more of a display than we're witnessing right now. Wow. Absolutely incredible. We knew they were planning to get rid of President Biden for a long time when they installed him through the election fraud that happened last year into early 2021. But now that's all over the news that he's got to be removed and Kamala Harris must be crowned the queen. But don't worry. Just like they don't worry if Apple runs the worst death camps in China, Tim Cook's gay, so it's okay. Well, it's the same thing. Pete Buttigieg will be the vice president. A gay vice president. Wonderful. Won't matter if you're paying, you know, double for gas or double for food. It's okay because NBC News and Bloomberg News say get used to it. It's good for you to pay more, you lazy, stinking Americans. Here's some of those headlines. U.S. inflation to get even worse. Fed banker warns USDA to increase pig slaughtering at processors to tame meatflation. Biden's communist treasury nominee says the U.S. Federal Reserve should control all U.S. bank accounts in live time and surveil everything you do. Damage control. NBC says Americans should stop complaining about inflation because they can easily pay more. Enemy of the people. Bloomberg. Hack tells Americans to leave more, to live more like Europeans. Empty shelves and supply chain crisis might not be a bad thing. Here's the actual Bloomberg article. Personal finance. Americans need to live more like Europeans. What, under Islamic invasion and continued lockdown? And police beating over the head if you try to go to the park? Okay. Out of stock, Spain's nightlife faces alcohol shortage. Inflation explained. Biden concedes his COVID stimulus checks fueled spike in inflation. No, the Federal Reserve giving private families trillions of dollars of taxpayer money, that actually caused it. But it's okay. White House economic advisor claims spending bill could solve inflation. He says more record spending will fix the inflation. Yes. So people ask, how am I doing when I get demonized and I get lied about and I get put through kangaroo courts? And I'm like, well, how do you think the children are all over the country being forced to wear masks over their faces with teachers taping them to their heads and screaming at them and telling them that they're bad because they're white? Or how do you think it is to be given the injections so you can keep your job as a firefighter or a nurse or a police officer and then you have a heart attack and die or get myocarditis? Wonder how it's going for them. I was talking to my old friend Eddie Bravo last night, who still lives in Los Angeles, and he was talking about how it's like the Twilight Zone. Every store every business, grocery stores, sandwich shops, you name it. You must have an app on your phone to get in, proving you, quote, had the shot, and you've got to wear a mask, and there's crime everywhere, and everything's collapsing, and he's obviously preparing to get the hell out of there. But this is a country in collapse, ladies and gentlemen. So you're going to see the incredible signs of tyranny and corruption all around because you're being assaulted by it. Klaus Schwab said 20 months ago, we're going to raise global inflation, break the supply chain, and get rid of the capitalist society with a great reset, and we're going to build back on it a new world government where you are absolutely, totally poor, and everything you do is tracked and traced and controlled. The good old times are over. The roaring 20th century going into the 21st century is abruptly hitting a brick wall or like a record skipping off the surface. And so brace yourselves like when you're in a really bad car wreck. One time I got blown off the side of a highway embankment by a tornado. My dad was in the car with me. And we would have been killed if we hadn't hit the oak trees in the back of the Suburban. It crushed half the Suburban in. But we shot off, spun around backwards, down a 50-foot embankment, plunging into trees, and got away with just concussions. But I remember saying, brace for impact. And we hit so hard, it broke both our chairs back. And that 10 seconds while we were flying over the embankment, down the hill, into the woods, took about 10 seconds, was like 20 years. It felt like forever in there, bracing for impact, and that happening. So we're all in this together. We are all in a global corporate psychological warfare, behavioral psychologist takeover that's trying to demoralize us and dominate us and break our will. And if they're successful in breaking our will, they're going to win and things are going to be 20 times worse, 30 times worse. They're going to win and then the real hell begins. So don't let them break your will. Don't let them demoralize you. Realize that America is very special. We've had our problems. You are rich and powerful, and corruption comes with that in decadence. But we are living in the ruins of the greatest people who have ever walked the face of this earth. America is special. And so is Europe and the Christian ethos and the ideas of the Renaissance that really created the incredible world we've built that's now being hijacked by these criminals. And if we simply recognize that and oppose that, and if we simply understand our mission in this, understand we're in a war and things are going to be rough and we're going to get attacked and that we've got to go out and seek the opposition, seek the enemy attacks, because that's when you know you're in the thick of the fight. It's the old World War II saying of the fighter pilots and the bombers. They didn't have good radar until the end of the war. They didn't have good radar, really, even at the end of the war. They had primitive radar, and they didn't really know where the targets were exactly because you were doing it dead reckoning. And so they would go towards the flak because the Axis powers would have their anti-aircraft guns out there and would position them around the factories and around the troop formations. And so you would fly into the flak. And that's what I do. And it's not because I'm doing some macho exercise here or I want to be the leader. I'm doing it because I realize these people are evil and have got to be opposed. And so I need to go ahead and just find the enemy. And that's what this is all about, ladies and gentlemen. And the enemy is going to try to change the subject and have you fight them on their terms. That's why 95% of the time I don't respond to the attacks against me in the news or the media. Because if the public hadn't figured out they're a bunch of lying criminals, but by now you're never going to figure it out. Those people are lost causes. I'm going to worry about protecting our children from deadly poison shots. I'm going to worry about waking up as many people as I can and creating a countervailing thought process and political system to challenge the globalist. I'm going to put up an opposition against what they're bringing in because what they're bringing in is absolutely purely satanic. It is an inversion of reality in every way, and people are starting to get this. Black analyst tells Fox News MSNBC race baiters are engaging in Satanism because they promote racism and then blame those they're promoting it against as the racist. That's Satanism, and he's very right. Satanism isn't a guy in a red suit with little fake black horns and a pitchfork hopping around with, you know, naked devil cheerleaders like Hollywood pushes. It's not a man in red pajamas. It's inversion of good. It's inversion of truth. And so The globalists want Tucker Carlson off the air. They want Project Veritas off the air. They want Alex Jones off the air. They want General Flynn in jail. Because we're telling the truth. Because we have the answers. Because we're fighting back. Because we're not rolling over. As Trump said 1,000 times, and it was the truest thing he said, they're not just coming after me because they hate me. They're coming after me because they want to get to you. And I know you know that, and I know you understand that. That's why InfoWars are trailblazers. We're winners. This crew, myself, all of us, you the listeners, the activists, we're winners. That's why they say we're criminals. That's why they say we're fake. That's why they say we're liars. That's why they say we should be taken off the air. Because they can't exist and have their takeover if we exist. They're coming for all of us. And I've got incredible examples of that we're going to be covering for you here today. So remember, InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today, and enemies of freedom hate it everywhere. So take that URL and share it, and know that tyrants and pedophiles and scum and the corrupt devil worshippers that try to run this planet fear it, because they fear you and they fear the truth.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
United Nations and absolutely ruthless private families. And I have even NBC News and others reporting that, okay, it's true, there is a heart attack drug being added to the children's vaccine, but it's not for heart problems, it's as a base to the shot. And you go research, it has nothing to do with being a base, it's not saline water. So they just slip that in, that, oh, we're going to start adding a heart attack drug to the vaccine. And then they just come out and say, oh, listen to the conspiracy theorists. They're right about us adding the heart attack drug, but it has nothing to do with heart attacks. We just don't put saline in the shots anymore. Think about that. That's coming up next segment. Or hell, I got it right here on my phone. I can just show it to you here. Anybody can pull this up overhead shot, please. Look at this. It's NBC, French news agency as well. New Pfizer vaccine ingredient addresses storage issues, not heart problems. Now, there it is on screen. So I could talk for the rest of the show about that. That's why I was talking to Eddie Bravo and Joe Rogan last night. They were asking me, is the story true about the heart attack drug? And I sent them the link to FDA.gov. Where it says it right there. It's like, wow. And then we do some more searching, and they're in the news telling you how great it is for you. Yeah, so folks ask how InfoWars is with all the things happening to us. We're just like you. We're under total globalist attack. I mean, we're in a lot of trouble. And Tucker Carlson, General Flynn, myself, a few others, state the fact that this is a UN global corporate assault. The inflation's a corporate assault. The open borders is a globalist corporate assault. All of it is an attack on the nation's existence itself. And then you look at these highly paid people on TV, on Bloomberg TV, on NBC TV, on CNN. I've got them at the White House press briefings. Last night, I was thinking about doing a whole hour on this, on the Marie Antoinette let them eat cake type statements that are actually happening. No one knows if she actually said that, but these people are actually saying it. And people are like, hey, my gas doubled. I'm going bankrupt. Hey, the food's twice what it costs. I can't pay for gas to get to work. And they just say, get used to it. It's good for the earth. You need to learn to be poor. Even if you want to work, we're not going to let your paycheck go far enough for you to be able to have a job or live. We're going to make you go on welfare so we can then dictate the terms of your enslavement and extermination. Got that? You're domesticated. And we've got Jen Psaki saying it, and we've got them all up there leering at us, and that's who these people are. That's who the ruling class is the lawyers at the top of it with the politicians and the media talking heads that work for the big families that control the private banks that are waging war on us, that have nothing but disdain on their hearts towards us. U.S. inflation even worse, Fed banker warns. Damage control, NBC says Americans should stop complaining about inflation because they can easily pay more. Let's play a clip of NBC anchor Stephanie Ruhle. Hey, guys, look up how much she gets paid. Hell, I'll do it. Let's look up how much she's paid. What's the salary of NBC anchor Stephanie Ruhle? I was asking that yesterday. I don't know if we got an answer on that. Let me just do it right now. What's her salary at NBC News? Because she's, I bet, paid a couple million dollars a year or more. She's one of the main anchors. Hell, she may be paid $5 million a year, $10 million a year. Some of those people are. And she's sitting there telling you that you're getting $40,000 a year as a single mother. You just need to learn that you've had it too well. She's paid $5 million. The average salary at MSNBC is $152,000 a year, but she is estimated to have a net worth of $5 million, and that she's paid $2 million a year. So I guessed it correctly. I said probably $1 or $2 million a year. Okay, so there you go. So she's paid $2 million a year, according to that, and she is laughing at you and just telling you that, well, here it is.
And Stephanie joins me now live. Steph, it's great to see you. As you say, inflation's over 6%, numbers we haven't seen in more than 30 years. So how much higher can these prices go, and when do you see them coming down?
Well, listen, Willie, nobody knows exactly when they're going down, but you have to put all this in perspective. This inflation is not in isolation, and the government predicted it was going to be a challenging recovery, all tied to COVID. So it's why you see things like that expanded child tax credit. You've got the families of over 60 million kids on average getting $430 a month. For people on fixed incomes, older people on Social Security, they're getting those fixed payments adjusted next year up 5.9% for inflation. And the dirty little secret here, Willie, while nobody likes to pay more, on average, we have the money to do so. Household savings hit a record high over the pandemic. We didn't really have anywhere to go out and spend. And as we said a moment ago, we're expecting retail sales this holiday season to break records. For those who own their homes, the value of our homes are up. And while the stock market isn't the economy, you got over half of American households with some investment in the markets, and the markets have hit record highs. So we need to put all of this in perspective. This time last year, when you and I were talking, Willie, nobody had a vaccine. Now 200 million Americans do, and we're seeing this push of demand, and that's pushing up pricing.
No, it's not the push for demand pushing up pricing. It's that the supply chain was artificially cut off, and they increased the money supply massively at the top to give it to themselves, and then the inflation trickles down. And they know that. So 6 months ago, there was no inflation. Then 3 months ago, there was barely any, they said. And now it's really high, but it's good for you. And here's another one. Enemy of the people. Bloomberg hack tells Americans to live more like Europeans. Empty shells of supply chain crisis might not be a bad thing. That's a quote. Might not be a bad thing. Here's the actual article out of Bloomberg by Allison Scheringer. Personal finance. Americans need to live more like Europeans. You mean in endless lockdowns and checkpoints and beat over the head with clubs and bitten by police dogs if you leave your house? Oh, the Europeans are so happy out sitting by the Apple Tower. They're using some photo from before the lockdowns as Europe descends into what can only be described as a permanent 1984 type scenario. And we got this clip when we come back. Biden's communist treasury nominee says the Federal Reserve should control all U.S. bank accounts. Why not? Here's another one. Washington Post and MSNBC both call for banning Republicans. Just you're not allowed to be a Republican. Or setting up rules that will prohibit media outlets referring to anyone who is a Republican as normal. You must have a new politically correct preface, like calling me a conspiracy theorist, anytime about any Republican saying, you know, the white supremacist bad people. They're actually proposing that. I have video. It's all coming up, ladies and gentlemen. We've been very nice. We've been very friendly to these people. And they're taking us for granted. And they're pushing hard. That's what bullies do. And they're going to get beaten in the end. Don't worry. They're going to have a big fall.
I'm cutting this brief announcement on the afternoon of November 9th, 2021. And I just want all the listeners and viewers to know that have kept this show on the air that I am very, very thankful to you, because my main drive is opposing these globalists and is standing against them. I know that that's your main drive as well. So I thank you for your moral support, your prayers, your word of mouth, fighting for all of us and all of our children's futures, and also your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. And it isn't just funding the InfoWar that you engage in when you buy the products. You get amazing products that are so good for you and yourself and your family. And right now, until November 14th, we have Black Friday comes early, up to 60% off on our best-selling items, store-wide free shipping, and double Patriot points. So again, thank you all for your support. And get amazing products like Ultimate Bone Broth and Brain Force Plus and so many others right now, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks, and alert you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Coming up, people are pushing back. They are fighting hard. That little girl out in Florida who got up there last week and said, you guys all deserve to go to jail torturing us with these masks. Well, that school district has now removed their forced mask mandate. We're going to play that clip coming up next segment. You know, I have a lot of people I know, a lot of great people, a lot of good people texting me right now. One of them is a very well-known podcaster just during the break. Was asking, hey, we know the inside baseball on this. You should respond to the big national news story that they're pumping out on every channel, every newspaper, from Japan to Germany to the United States. It, you know, tens of thousands of articles are being posted. Alex Jones found guilty. By judge. That's a judge totally abusing their discretion, absolutely engaging in what I would say is fraud, saying that we didn't give them information. They defaulted us mainly for saying that the accounting firm, that's a well-known, respected accounting firm, gave them, they demanded our financial records, which you wouldn't think you'd get in a civil defamation case. It shouldn't be about what I said or did.
And so I said, no, just give it to them. They're planning to default us, and I want to make them do it all the way. And then they just said, this isn't your real finances. We said, well, you can't prove a negative. I mean, it is. And they said, well, it's not a QuickBooks file. It's a spreadsheet. And I talked to like four accountants, different accounting firms about this. And they said, this is fraud. And we talked to all these accounting firms. They said, yeah, you can't give somebody a QuickBooks account, because a QuickBooks account's a database. It goes back to the beginning of our QuickBooks over 20 years ago. They said from this date to that day, so what you do is you take it out and put it into a spreadsheet. That's what I'm defaulted for, is a spreadsheet scan of every transaction at this company. And you think, that's outrageous that you would even let them do that. Folks, they were always going to default us. And they're always going to do it at the appeals court level, too. I've known that. I'm just going to illustrate the whole thing for everybody. And then that gives us the time to move forward of fighting the globalists. I mean, it's this is not my battle. This is not my war. This is kind of like a rabid chihuahua that has rabies is biting me in the leg. And I've got a pack of wolves tearing my children apart. That's the allegory. I've got to deal with the wolves, not the chihuahua chewing on my leg. I get rabies shots later. So you have to triage things like this. But yes, this is really outraging a lot of people, just like the SWAT team raid on James O'Keefe or what's happened to Steve Bannon, who obviously has executive privilege. You know, the media tries to spin it that, oh, well, he wasn't technically working there at the time. You don't see the president demanding Congress give them all their records. You don't see the president demanding the Supreme Court give them their records of their private deliberations. They'd say separation of powers, Jack. But all of this is about the ongoing power grab that's going on in this country. So what am I talking about? Because a lot of people are asking me to respond to this. You know, I learned about this 20 minutes before I went on air. And quite frankly, I've got all this incredible news that needs to be covered. And I really think that what's happening to me and to InfoWars, I mean, I know it's a symptom of the disease of globalism and the disease of corruption and decadence in this country and in the world in general, and really of the end of the country as we know it. Now, it can be rebooted, hopefully, but the country, for all intents and purposes, is gone. This is modern warfare we're under, and the country itself is being bankrupted and dissolved. And if I spend my time tactically talking to HBO or talking to the Wall Street Journal or running around trying to defend myself from the fake things they've launched against me, we're going to lose the whole country and the planet. You know, it's like Trump spent 4 years, half his time, proving he wasn't a Russian agent and getting sucked in to those arguments and debates. And now in hindsight, they admit it's all a fraud. And Trump admits that that kept him from getting the good parts of his agenda through. So I can take this as a learning experience for myself and for all of us and discuss what's happening in InfoWars and the courts and the news. But then not as a woe is me type scenario, but instead as a, wow, this country really has political cancer. But, you know, I've got Drew Hernandez, who's down here in Texas visiting in studio. I'm hosting the fourth hour today. And we've got Tim Pool here in town. We got Mike Cernovich coming on the show. He's going to be in studio in a couple days. He gets here Wednesday. We got a lot of other surprise guests that are going to be in studio. Tim Pool's going to be on in the fourth hour tomorrow with me. I'm going to be popping in on his show with Michael Malice and a bunch of other people. So that's going to be fun. He's doing his hit podcast out of his RV. He's going to be on Joe on Wednesday on the Joe Rogan Experience. A lot of other stuff's going to be going on. So a lot of excitement. And really, the old system is dying politically. It doesn't have support. It doesn't have viewers. And so it's mad, and it wants to devalue the currency and keep the money for itself. Again, they have the first use of it while it's less value. Then they pass us the debt. They want to get rid of the borders. They want to cause a race war. They want to gut the country because they're a foreign, outside, criminal, corporate combine of corporate fascists that have done this. They use leftist operating system on the ground, but they're corporate fascists, tax-exempt, totally greedy, above the law. So, you know, there's the live show feed Monday Live, guilty until proven guilty. Deep state controlled court denies Alex Jones trial by jury. And again, people say, oh, respond to it. I mean, what, respond to just a pack of lies? I mean, if you know about a business in town, every time you walk in there, they try to scam you and all these lie to you, you just stop going there. And it's the same thing. To sit there and walk through every bit of it is rhetorical. It's all BS. It's all lies. What they say I did is lies. The misrepresentations are lies. Their attack on the First Amendment is what's going on. They want the Alex Jones case to be able to overturn free speech and selectively shut down whoever they want. The courts will throw out the cases if you sue them for calling you a Russian agent and actually getting you deplatformed. When you're actually hurt, courts aren't going to let you do that. But when you're an establishment person, they're going to weaponize for you and attack whoever you want. That's what tyranny's all about, ladies and gentlemen. So I've got Drew Hernandez in studio in the fourth hour. I do want to open the phones up today. But, I mean, I will just tell viewers and listeners, when I open the phones up, sorry to open the phones up today, I don't really want to hear people calling in, you know, about this is BS and, you know, Alex, you ought to do something about this. This is like having a scratch on your arm while your leg is cut off. Do you understand that? I mean, look at this headline. Over 60x increase in pro sports adverse events since the vaccine rolled out. And then Steve Kirsch links to all the documents. They admit now in the British Medical Journal these numbers. This is happening all over the Western world where the Moderna and Pfizer shots are given. 60x increase because the vaccines all create a spike protein that causes all sorts of cardiovascular problems. The global corporate government is moving against us with an injection that causes massive attacks on the ovaries and testicles. That's its main design, obviously. But the side effect, because it has to be so strong to create massive infertility, is that it attacks the brain, the lungs, the heart, and the arteries and veins of the body and the capillaries. We're under biological attack. It takes every bit of my courage just to not pull up stakes and move to some middle of nowhere area in the countryside to try to wait this out. That would be the selfish move, but they'd probably just get us in the end anyways. I'm not going to sit here and try to wait for you to win the battle against these people. I'm going down with the ship here, or we're going to right the ship. But that's what I'm trying to explain, folks. You can see the tyranny and the corruption and the evil everywhere. It's exploding. And denying it is what's going to make it win. Admitting it's real and facing it and not complying with it and speaking out against it is what is going to give us victory. And by the way, people are really waking up. The globalists are losing right now. Okay? We're actually winning. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
On this Monday, November 15th, global transmission. I want to continue with the news, and then I want to open the phones up, take your amazing calls. We took calls on Friday, and they were just incredible. The points they made were amazing. We're going to have open phones for first-time callers, long-time callers, people that agree, disagree, any topic you want to discuss in hour two and three, interspersed with a lot of news and information. At some point today, I'm going to make a statement on air that's concise and clear. We can get that out on InfoWars so that people can share it, because I've got a lot of media that are friends of the show contacting me, and I privately told them my view, and just in a quick statement about the Sandy Hook fraud cases against me. I mean, the cases themselves are fraudulent. And so they want those statements, I guess, so they can, you know, talk about it and defend me. But at the end of the day, that makes it a distraction as well. We need to defend all of our free speech rights to say whatever it is we wish. That's the First Amendment. These individuals, again, are not allowing me to have a jury trial because they know the things they said I supposedly did didn't happen. They know they don't have any case or damages. And so the judges say, you are guilty of damages. Now a jury decides how guilty you are. It's not guilty until proven guilty. And I was just reading over these articles again during the break, and I'll get to more of this later, but this is the New York Times. The Sandy Hook families maintain that Mr. Jones profited from spreading lies about their relatives' murders. Mr. Jones has disputed that, while for years failing to produce sufficient records to bolster his claims. My lawyers tell me They're respected, well-known lawyers. They've never seen anyone in a defamation case produce this much. I've never even deposed them in Texas, the people that already have a default against me. The judge is saying I'm not going to probably be able to even talk to them. In fact, they're talking about I can't even be at the trial of how guilty I am. It's a joke. It's all a joke. This never happens. If somebody is in a suit or a criminal case or whatever and they run to another country, then they still have the trial to put on the evidence, and then it's decided. That's basically a default. I've been deposed, 3 times? A bunch of my crew's been deposed. And they say, Jones has failed to show up for the court. Jones has failed. And then I think about some of the lawyers I talked to said, you know, you're going to be railroaded. They're going to default you. This is political. You probably shouldn't actually spend all this money doing all this. Because, I mean, we went and did all of it and did it all by the book, 100%. And they just took all that work and all that money and just threw it out the window and just totally ignored it all. And then just lie and say, well, Jones never did anything. Jones never showed any proof of anything. Jones refused to give over documents. And it's just, it doesn't make me feel sorry for myself. It just makes me feel ashamed that we live in a country that is absolutely full of people that will do anything for power. And then they'll turn around and accuse you of that. Hundreds of millions of dollars reportedly have been raised on the backs of the dead children from Sandy Hook by the different gun control groups. And that's their life, and that's what they talk about and what they do. And they go around and they demonize all gun owners as if you murdered their children. And people are sick of it. And so that's why in Texas and in Connecticut, you have these judges that day one. I remember the judge last year in the Connecticut case said, I want your Sandy Hook marketing material. And we go, we don't market the news we cover. We cover news, and that's news. And then things that we market, the sponsors or products, we then tell you about the product. Totally separated. And they said, all right, I'm sanctioning you all this money. I know you got it. I don't know what you call that under the law, but it's just bizarre. It's like if a missing girl was missing and you're now in front of a jury or in front of a judge and they say, tell her where her body is. And they have no evidence you grabbed the girl, no witnesses, no proof. And you're like, I don't know the girl. I didn't kidnap the girl. I didn't bury the girl. They go, okay, you're guilty. And see, what I tried to explain to everybody when I got the platform 4 years ago is they're coming for you next. In fact, I'll hit this next hour and then go to the calls. But I have Biden administration officials, current and the new ones they're trying to get into office, saying the government needs to monitor all your transactions in lifetime and control what you can buy and what you can do. And the government needs to federalize all bank accounts and hand them over to a private banking cartel. I'm going to play that video next hour. Then I got another video. Washington Post writer says rules that would prohibit media outlets from treating Republicans as normal. So now they're trying to outlaw their political opposition. And you say, oh, well, they'll never get away with that. Really? Really? They are getting away with all of it, but separately. Let me tell you how you can fight back against this, because we're very close to winning. And the globalists see InfoWars as the tip of the spear, and rightfully so. And I'm very proud to be the tip of the spear. And I'm very honored to be in this position, because I want to be a champion for liberty. I want to be a champion for freedom. I asked to get in the arena. And I asked for this fight. And I expect a lot more to happen. But I also know in the end these evildoers will be punished and will be defeated across the board. I know they're going to stage false flags and try to blame me for them and others. They already have, like January 6th. And I understand that somebody's got to not be a coward and stand up to these people. So I'm doing it. All I ask is that you pray for us and you spread the word about the broadcast and you financially support us so we can go into this fight strong and give it our 110%. So please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for me. Please pray for my family. And please pray that I be given focus and clarity and a calm, steady heart and mind and hand, and that I be kept in the high place, the quiet place that King David talked about, of the Most High, that King David talked about in Psalms, the quiet, still place of the Most High, because that is the place we need to be, calm, focused, understanding, and just moving forward against this evil. Separately, today is the last day to get store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points on all of these items that are for sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And so if you go to InfoWarsStore.com, it is your last day to get 60% off on Ultra 12, very high-quality vitamin B12 taken out of the tongue. Does amazing things, obviously, for your body. It's the foundation of so many things that happen in your mind and in your bones and your guts and your heart and your blood, just everything. B12 is amazing, and it just does so many amazing things. This is the highest quality you're going to find. That's 60% off. And then we also have 50% off on Brain Force Plus, our very powerful, clean, amazing, nootropic, good, clean energy. It's 50% off, unprecedented. We have our ultimate bone broth formula, not just with the highest quality bone broth, but also chaga mushroom, turmeric, bee pollen, vitamins and minerals, high quality, are added, and a bunch of other great ingredients. And it tastes way, way better than the last formula, which tastes great if you mix it in with things, but not too hot with water by itself. But this really tastes good. I just hold my nose anyways and just gulp it down. What it does for my joints and inflammation is staggering. Just since we got some of the test canisters in a few months ago, even before we went back on sale, I was back on it. And a lot of people noticed I had puffiness go out of my face. And that's just because it's got so many anti-inflammatories naturally in it. That's why mom or grandma knows the chicken soup is so good, because what's in chicken soup is in this, but a lot stronger, a lot more concentrated. So get your ultimate bone broth formula available at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And guys, for some reason, I had the whole list in here of the current sale that's been running, and I just don't know why it's not in here. It was in here yesterday, so I must have lost it. And can somebody just reprint me the last day sale deal? Oh, here it is. It was underneath the folder. But let me just list for folks what is available. Brain Force Plus, 50% off. Ultimate Bone Broth, 20% off. Ultra 12, 60% off. Alba Power, 40% off. Knockout Sleep Aid, 50% off. Hair and Beard Support Formula, 50% off. Living Defense, 50% off. Pure Turmeric Extract, both the powder bodies and the liquid, 40% off. Activated Charcoal Toothpaste and Mouthwash, 50% off. All storable foods, 10% off. Tomorrow is the last day to get that deal. Actually, today is. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, keep praying for us, because that's what keeps us in the position we're in to fight the enemy. Without you, we would not be able to be on air, so I thank you all.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.